Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
The cattle futures market today was pretty quiet here. We had live cattle mixed with December up 60 at 124.10, so really strong front end there. But that was the only month that was significantly higher. Matter of fact, as you skip to September or February, it was down 40 at 126.30. April down 22 at 127.55. Feeder cattle were 10 to 40 cents lower here, with January down 10 at 145.45. We had a sharp drop-off in the feeder cattle index. We had lot volume over the last couple of weeks with the sale barns closed, so the sample size was lower. And then also you take out several days due to the holiday. Kind of messes that up, but the feeder cattle index dropped off significantly, down about $5 from last week, below 140. So still a the January futures are a pretty high premium to where the index is, with January at 145.45. Box beef at midday, choice was at 94 cents higher at 209.90. Select was 69 cents higher at 205.26. Choice select spread narrowed down to $4.64. The hog market today was really strong here, with February hogs up $1.30 at 71.87. The February hogs, I think, primarily driven by the fact that there's some light at the end of the tunnel in terms of phase one of the deal. Sounds like they're either going to get that deal signed this week or the beginning of next week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Today's grain futures market were mixed here. Beans were 10 to 11 cents higher. Corn down 1 to 2. Chicago wheat unchanged. Kansas City wheat unchanged. And then March cotton up 67 at 69.59. So cotton and beans have really been the biggest benefactor here today on the U.S. and China ideas that the trade deal will be signed here pretty quick. The next big report will be the January 10th USDA supply and demand report. The big unknowns are, will the USDA increase the export intentions or expectations, I guess, for corn and beans? Right now, the ending stocks are projected at 1.91 billion bushels, according to the last report for corn. That's come down since in 17, it was almost 2.3, and 18, 2.14. But if we up the exports and then also decrease production due to the flooding and late crop, what sort of impact will that have on the markets overall? And this January 10th report will be the final number in terms of 2019 corn and bean production. So it could be a really big report, and that's kind of what we're focusing on here as we wind down 2019 and start 2020.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.